been playing with my mic. Number one sports betting show, come out of Pat McAfee Corporate Theater. I am Tony Dix.
Yeah, that baby Tony.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day.
Bye. Good day to you, Sire. Bruce, how are we? What's going on, dude?
What's going on, Bruce?
What is going on?
I had a pretty great weekend. The college football was a bit of a dogfight for me early, but, you know, all's good.
All is well that ends well is what they say.
Yeah, I was about to just do a full recap, and I was like, wait, we gotta
we'll do it. We'll run through it.
Go ahead, Bruce.
We'll run through it. Otter, you're looking fucking sweet today, dude.
What's up, Tony? We have two Monday Night Football games.
We do have two Monday Night Football games tonight.
So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I got my glasses on. I've been studying.
Okay, I like that, pal.
Smart.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, pretty good weekend all around. It was 11-4-1 total, or 11-5-1 total, sorry.
Hell yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, starting on, because last time we talked to everybody was fucking Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday was Georgia State, baby.
Yes, it was.
Friday was Wisco and Air Force.
Air Force, yep.
Boom, boom.
Man, Bruce Rolfe being to NC State to Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, we did take
They're
a little
not very good
detour.
This year,
no, I did. I got it back on a live Air Force strike.
Yeah, but
when they went down, I was like, here we go. This is where we need to be.
The NC State was just, I had the patience to wait till 10:30 for Air Force until about 6:45, 7 o'clock.
I like that. What's up, Mitt? Everything good?
Yeah, let's go. I forgot that the Thursday picks counted towards our NFL record, so I thought I was barely swimming 5-4. I'm actually 6-4 because 49ers did cover.
That a baby.
Let's go.
49ers did cover.
Not first quarter.
Pretty handedly.
Jeez.
No, not first quarter, no. Ooh, there was always that risk. We talked about it.
I don't know my record, but I did get very lucky and win a lot of money.
That a baby, Bruce.
Hell yeah.
I got the Packers live, 9-1. Ooh.
Ooh.
You love doing shit like that.
Yeah. I do love doing
Bruce
shit
Will
like
Max.
Was this before or after Carr got hurt? Did you get bailed out by a car injury?
No. So I knew Carr was hurt.
Okay.
So it's 17-0 or 17-3.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just kind of thinking like, we're sitting here 9-1. If they just crack the seal, kick a field goal, touchdown,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And that's literally what happened.
That's how it happened.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we left Thursday. Niners against your boys. I mean, that's going to happen. I don't judge any football team.
You guys hung around for a bit, Bruce. I wouldn't be down on that effort.
No.
An encouraging ass kicking.
They've scored 30 now in 3 straight.
Yeah.
So when their team total was 27.5. Yes, please. Thank you. I was on, let's go down through. I was on Cleveland over Tennessee because I think Tennessee's offense is the worst.
That was disgusting.
They stink.
Yeah, I don't think I don't want to hold my breath with Tannehill much longer.
I don't think you should. Yeah.
I mean, they have covered.
So who were they good against? Who did they look good against?
Covered against the Saints.
Did they
beat the Chargers?
No, but I'm saying like the offense looks good against Chargers. And that's
yeah, that was it.
When they play a bad defense or when they play a good defense, watch out.
Derrick Henry had his like least amount of yards
he hasn't
in a single
really got
game.
Going, yeah. Has he?
He did catch a slip screen in that game, which was his only big game basically of the year
against Saints.
Yeah.
Detroit wins and covers. I was on the Falcons side there. That'll never happen again.
Hey, I'm not losing faith.
No, I'll be back on the boys this weekend with points in Jacksonville again.
Okay.
Almost certainly.
Revenge game there. New Orleans at Green Bay. We just talked about it. New Orleans looked like they had it in the bag. I was not on that game. You guys were on Green
Bay? I was on Green Bay Monday.
I was on Green Bay.
Nice. Dolphins, 70.
Congratulations.
What an impressive performance.
Yeah.
The class of the league.
This morning, never thought as a Dolphins fan this was possible.
How do you feel?
Great.
Okay.
And for me, it's the run game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Armstead played and they were just trucking people. Like that's the thing for me. Like I wasn't worried about the passing game. That'd always be there with Tua, but for them to run the ball the way they are has been phenomenal.
Pretty piss poor effort by the Broncos on like when Mostert like takes like 6 hops down the sideline and no one shows up and goes in for a touchdown.
They got a broken defense now.
They have a broken leg. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
They broke them.
Chargers and Vikings did exactly what I think we thought the Chargers and Vikings were going to do. They were going to score points, and they were going to each try to lose at the
end. The OT bet barely lost.
Was, you were right there for it.
Was there.
No one took anything on that game, right?
I did end up having the Chargers in some spots as a +3.5 parlay piece, but nothing crazy.
You know what? You know what the thing for me with Brandon Staley is? And I know a lot of I don't know if a lot of coaches are like this.
They came out today and said, I did the right thing.
Like, it's okay to say maybe it was a mistake.
Sure.
Like, one time if Staley would circle back.
You're not going to hear it from him.
That's what kills me, and I can't fucking do it. And the way he taught, like, I just can't.
You're not going to hear it.
And, like, what happened?
This will be it, man. I don't think, like, after he's done here with the Chargers, where's he get, like...
Well, and people were like...
This is football. Like, the right decision is if you go for it on 4th and 7 on your own 25 and you get it, it's the right decision. If you don't get it, it was the wrong decision.
And they were lucky to win. Like, what was Cousins doing? Spike the fucking ball.
I mean, who knows?
Like, literally, what was
having that? Having a
laugh. Those two teams are... Now Mike Williams is out. That's tough.
Titans kind of did that, too. Kind of pissed me off. Right before halftime, instead of trying to kick field goal, spike the ball, kick field goal, Braves just fucking waved him off and walked into
Braves. Braves, I think maybe Braves might have knew at that point.
He's sending a message to the team. Get in the locker room.
New England at the Jets, 15-10. That one was the total was never going to be low enough for me not to take that.
That Hail Mary was close, man.
Very, very close.
That's all. That was my
Those two, when those two play, it's always going to be that score.
Yeah.
Every single time. Buffalo put it on Washington. That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that was classy.
Bills are back.
Bills are back.
Feels like the Jets defense just has Josh's number for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Happened
this year.
Houston put it on the fucking Jags.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime the Jags would come back, something terrible would be happening.
Surprising.
The kickoff return, there was fumbles. There was... Did he throw an interception? I don't think so.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
They just look out of sorts.
Yeah, the fact that Doug hasn't been calling plays is absurd to me.
That feels like just a classic, like, they just thought they were going to cakewalk the South.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For Doug calling plays, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't get what happened.
I don't. Well,
like,
the whole
reason you brought in Doug Peterson is for him to run the offense.
Did he originally call plays and then hand it over to Frank Reich, too, in Philly? Or did he always call plays?
See,
he definitely called the Philly special with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is I think Frank Reich got a little too much
credit.
Yes.
You mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But CJ Stroud looks really good.
Yeah, that seems to be the main takeaway.
Yeah.
I was not eyes on much of this.
No, he looks good. He looks calm, comfortable.
Chilling.
Looks like he's
Bryce Young too.
He's meant to be there.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Looking so chill.
Andy takes down Baltimore in overtime. Huge field goals in that game.
You got to give Minshew credit, man. The guy he plays ball.
Lamar ran for 100, but that was pretty much it.
They got a big Baltimore at Cincinnati coming up.
Oh, they play each other again?
Huge.
Yeah. Two times in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
It's tough
fucking
up north.
Let them boys fucking take each other out.
Here we go, boys.
Carolina's at Seattle. Dalton's numbers were good.
Yeah. They hung around.
They did.
Yeah, he threw.
You know who had a really good game was DJ Chark.
Chark.
Yeah, he's good.
He threw that one to DJ Chark, and everybody in this office had the same thought in their alone on their couch. Man, there goes Dog Boner.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Did you? Was that just me?
No, I thought that.
No, yeah. I'm completely
there goes,
you're right.
There Red goes Rocket. Fucking Dog Boner.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that was just. What was that? Got up to 6.
Yeah, I mean, I thought.
And then before game time, it was back to 4.5.
Andy threw for 361.
I thought that they were going to do it.
Panthers?
Yeah, I thought they had a cover. Was there?
So, Bruce texted me earlier in the day and said, you know what? I'm thinking maybe the Bears and Cardinals, maybe they deserve some play. And I said, Cardinals do for sure.
Yeah.
Let's stay away from the Bears.
I did take your advice.
Because the Bears got fucking trounced and bolt raced. And
yep. You can't handicap the Taylor Swift factor.
No, you cannot.
You cannot understate.
That Bears team is
so bad. But like,
so bad.
You're on that Bears team, you're already down in the dumps, and then you get fired up. You're like, all right, let's go play the villain. Spoiler, here we come. And then you just hear the news. Boom, Taylor Swift is actually here next to Donna Kelsey.
Yep.
And then all the wind is gone.
But those cards, though, they got fire in their gut.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to fight.
They're a good team.
Josh Dobbs will fucking make some plays for
you. How small can they make their spreads? That's what I'm excited to see from Vegas.
14.5 at San Fran.
Yeah, Sunday. Come on.
San Fran.
Come on, Dobbs.
That's a different animal.
Come on.
That's a different animal.
They got fire in their gut. They can run the ball. Josh Dobbs can sling the pill.
And then guess what? Sunday night, Mike Tomlin wins outright, second week in a row as a dog.
Just beautiful stuff.
It's what he does, okay?
It is what he does.
Was I worried? Never.
No, no. Not you.
I mean, I don't know.
If I was a Steelers fan, I would be very happy with last night. The offense looked better.
They did look better.
And it's week three. Like, I would be excited.
I'm hoping they go in the right direction.
Yeah.
They do have some nice... It lines up nicely, actually. Their schedule actually kind of lines up pretty nice. Hopefully, you know, not the Houston Texans just got to win and look good, but I'm not, like... That's a team I feel like they should be.
Yeah, well, and now we're going to get into Steelers as a favorite territory.
What are they? They're only three.
Yeah, they're laying three. So I kind of put down my terrible towel and circle back when we're back to being a home puppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I get that.
Yeah.
Before we get into the college recap, let's do tonight, since we just did recap of the NFL. Okay, so FanDuel just moved to 5.5. So that basically means all lines are 5.5 now for Eagles and Bucks. My whole thought today was these two games, line 3 weeks ago would have been over touchdown for Eagles and Bengals.
It was?
No, do you think it would have been? Yeah, probably. I mean, the future, we're probably out. They were probably over.
The Bengals, I think you're probably at a nice 5.5.
You think at home against the Rams? Remember what people were saying about the Rams before the season started?
True. But after eyes on what Stafford's done.
No. I know. I meant preseason.
Yeah, you're right.
The Saturday before week
one. I just ruined the hypothetical.
Yeah.
But I think like a fully healthy Bengals, good Bengals team at home tonight against this Rams team, you're probably healthy Joe Burrow laying 5.5.
I think you're still at a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think it's 6.5 at least.
Yeah. What were the Rams? Seven. Rams were what? Week one in Seattle? 5.5?
And then they were 8.5 against.
No, you're right. You're right. Preseason, it's certainly.
Probably 7.
Yeah. So the Eagles are up to 5.5. I do have a play on that game. I am actually going to take the Bucks team total under 20.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
Tony.
They played against the Vikings defense. Not very good. Who did they get last week? The Bears defense. Not very good. And they scored in the 20s in each of those. So I'm thinking maybe a step back here. I'm going to take the Bucks team total under 20.
I think you're going to be sweaty there. I don't hate it, but I do think that they're going to probably be like that's around fine. 17.
Listen, I don't mind. I feel like I go against the Eagles every fucking week.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a good idea.
You certainly can't die on the hill of Baker Mayfield against the Eagles.
I don't want to be on that hill.
But that secondary, I mean, they let up a lot of pass yards last week. And
they did.
And they got the weapons outside. Home opener.
Yeah, give me Baker.
No, Bears were in Tampa Bay last week.
Were they?
I don't know. No. I know Bears were wearing orange and it was sunny out. That's all I can remember.
Was that in Tampa? Yeah, it was in Tampa. Give me the box 5.5 at home.
I bought it up to 7.5 and played it very small.
I like that.
I'm taking the Eagles. Minus the 4.5 is what I took them at. I would still take them at 5.5. I still think it's going to be at least about a touchdown spread, but... We'll see. I could be wrong.
Like Troy said, I was looking at this Aikman. Bucks have ran the ball a ton more than they did last year. They didn't run the ball at all last year, but they're still not great at running the ball.
No.
And they're... So.
Hainsey, our boy Hainsey.
Yeah. Hainsey.
Our boy
Hainsey. Let's go, Hainsey. You got some tough matchups.
So I'm going Bucks under there. You guys, you're on... Or Bucks 7.5.
Five and a half.
Yep.
Eagles.
Okay. Rams are at the Bengals. 3 is still the number. 3 still, yes, they promoted Reed Senate, but I think that means they're going to go with 3 quarterbacks, and I still think Joe's going to go, and I'm strictly saying that because the line's still at 3.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, if that move would have happened, and then the line would have moved, then I would have said Joe's out, but I still think it's at 3.
Yeah. Also, like the line movement is almost ahead now, to the point where it's like it was assumed he was out at 1.5, and now we're up to 3, just kind of assuming that he's going, but not 100%.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but it is Monday night, so if this was a Sunday game, I would not be picking it. I'll take the 3 with the Rams.
What?
I'll pull up beside you.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I too am.
Good vibes over there. The three. Yeah. If we're talking strictly vibes, if we're handicapping vibes tonight. Yeah,
it's a team on the precipice of disaster with their season on the line at home in week 3 versus, you know, a bunch of upstart wide receivers and Matt Stafford just saying, you know what, I can still sling the pill.
If you're looking at the two teams and the two games, the Rams have looked better.
They have.
Like, that's just fact.
For sure. And there are of course, the play-ons on the Bengals this with the 0-2.
Bruce's new
yada
thing
yada.
The he loves
Bruce's,
play-ons.
Bruce's balls deep in play-ons.
I am balls deep in play-ons, boys. But there are a lot of
play-ons
too.
I'm going to lone wolf this one.
Yeah.
I like the Bengals -3. Yeah, even if Burrow doesn't play, I do think that this is
Jake Browning shows up tonight.
I mean, I really just think Jamar Chase and like T. Higgins and them will probably show up. Jamar Chase really hasn't done anything. I spent my first fucking fantasy pick on him, so come on, buddy.
First overall.
Yeah, no, first overall. Took Jamar Chase. Didn't take CMC. Great fucking pick there. But
first overall.
Yeah, we got the Bengals -3. They just need to win. That's why I'm doing on it.
Actually,
they really.
You don't want to dive in. You don't want to dive into the 0-3.
What is there? One team has made the playoffs after an 0-3 start or something like that?
It is not pretty, my friend.
I think there's been one team that's made it since like 0-4.
I believe the Giants
really, really bad.
Were potentially 0-3 in 2007.
There's only one undefeated team left in the AFC, my friends.
Who?
You're Miami Dolphins.
I know who the fuck it was. In the Super Bowl era, only 2.4% of 0-3 teams have overcome such a start to make the postseason. Last time it happened, actually hasn't happened since it's expanded to 17 games. It's only been a couple years. The last 0-3 team to make the playoffs was the 2018 Houston Texans.
Gotcha.
Who in the hell was on that team?
Deshaun and
JJ.
Kind of totally forgot about that era.
Yeah. They were +10.5.
It's probably the year that they were up on the Chiefs 24.
Yeah, 24 zip real quick.
In the playoffs and then lost.
Oh, yeah. 2018.
Totally. Probably. If my... could be wrong, though. Somewhere.
Bill O'Brien?
What are the odds for the AFC South right now?
AFC... South. Let's see. Divisions. Dolphins are -135 to win the East. Jeez. Ravens are +160 to win the North. Jags are +150.
Wow.
Titans +220. Colts +280. Texans +750.
Jeez.
Sheesh
Louise. Sheesh
Louise.
Sheesh Louise. Okay, college football this weekend. Great weekend.
Yeah. Except for
Michigan 31-7. Was that a push? Was it 24?
It was 24.5.
Oh yeah.
And most
stores. I had a couple by half.
Yeah. Pretty
you did.
I had Oklahoma -13.5, 1/4.
Pretty hilarious. And it had that nice moment where like the bet ended and like Michigan won and is blowing them out with a sick pick six on the like a quick screen that Rutgers ran, and then they just still don't cover. They're just so
they
methodical
yet this year.
They're bleeding the play clock down to one and running it with 4 yards.
Do you know they run the least amount of plays in the NCAA this year by like 7-8 plays a game?
Intentionally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're just like, hey, let's just get through these fucking games.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean? We beat them by 24. That's not good enough for your committee.
That's what they're doing. Texas blew up Baylor. Florida State Clemson was an awesome one.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
That was awesome.
I didn't take it, but I said it on the show multiple times that week. I would have been on Clemson.
I was on Clemson +3.5.
Make a field goal, they win. Yes.
Yeah, it was brutal. Brutal.
Florida State. That's football. It's college football. Maybe you have a kicker who hasn't been there for 5 years and has kicked before.
It's just live by Sweeney, die by Sweeney. You got the good parts about him.
That was a sprint out.
Solid sprint. Yeah. Sprint wasn't the problem.
At least he did it.
You know what I like about
Florida State? Why was that game not at night? Do they choose that?
But my only thinking, okay, because I don't know if ESPN chooses like, hey,
like if that game's at night, Clemson
was like,
wins, right?
Hey, my only thinking was, hey, we got Penn State, Iowa, Notre Dame, Ohio State at night. Maybe we'll get better ratings at noon and just throw fucking Texas and Baylor out there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It was like the whole day just went game to game.
Yeah, it was.
And then it didn't slow.
It was awesome.
Not like yesterday in the NFL.
USC did not cover against an Arizona State who was down to their third quarterback and was missing all five.
That game was very close. I know. I watched that.
That was a lot closer than it should have been. What's going on, Bill? Is our audio fucked up again?
What's up, Bill? We're refreshing the audio.
Thank you.
Is there F's in the chat, Bill?
Yeah, they just popped up.
They just popped up?
Right when I
we're back
off of it, basically.
Billy, say we're good. Did you guys tell Bill that they say it's good now?
They say it's good now, Bill.
It has to be refreshed.
So don't fucking play with this kid, okay?
It has to
he
be
said
refreshed.
It's not done yet.
We're not live right now. Oh,
we're not live.
We'll be back. Be back in a second. Back in a second.
Or just call it, you know?
All right, good show, boys.
Yeah, come back. Good luck. God bless. All right, we covered it all.
We're actually on a standing screen of me, Gump, and Bruce. So.
All right, we'll be back in 15 seconds or so.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
I think we're back.
You can just also chat, like, coming back. We know. Just so people.
I chatted. I did, Bill. Don't fucking have an aneurysm. This guy handles controversy better than anybody. Yeah. Okay. Are we back? Chat, are we back?
Are we back?
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it looks like we're back on my phone.
All right, we'll cut it.
Cool. What were we doing? College football.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you watched at USC. That was way too close. What is USC looking ahead?
I haven't.
How about you?
I wouldn't put USC as the best team in the Pac-12.
Right now. No. How could you? Utah's looked absolutely nasty, and then Oregon just murdered.
And
the Beavs.
No.
And
Washington Huskies are on.
Oh, well, yeah. That's my best team.
Yeah, that's my top of the table.
Right. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Tough way to lose if you had Notre Dame.
Yeah, I had +3.5, though. I don't know what everyone.
I was Ohio State money line.
I was Ohio State.
How did you get +3.5?
I just bought it up.
I had Ohio State -3, so I was cool with it. A nice little push there.
That was a hell of a drive by McCord.
Why
it was, but they also fucking should have been picked off.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about that.
But yeah, other than that.
That was also just why you buy it up.
Oh, yeah.
I felt great.
Guess what? Iowa stinks. We know it. Everyone knows it.
Good spot for them this week.
They weren't rolling into the whiteout.
Where are they going?
They're at home laying 10.5 against Michigan State.
Michigan State, who... I'm just gonna keep betting on Maryland until they fucking fail me, dude.
Maryland is phenomenal.
Yeah, they probably won't as a dog. You start laying a lot, maybe.
Sure. Washington won 59-32. Oregon absolutely destroyed Colorado. Just fucking put it on them. By the way, Colorado USC, 12 PM Eastern start, 9 AM Pacific kick.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. 9 a.m.
Grab a coffee and a bagel, good. Boys. Get on the
ball. When I was back home, I was going 6 a.m. game day into 9 a.m. kick.
No, I know, but like this is why are they doing that? I have no idea.
Coffee and a bagel,
boys. LSU almost lost to Arkansas. Maybe should have lost to Arkansas.
Yeah, definitely should have.
Utah, UCLA. That was a defensive battle from the first play. Dante Moore throws a pick six. And then there's one touchdown scored the rest of the time. Two.
It was the most dominant. What would it end up? 14-7?
Yeah.
Most dominant 14-7 victory maybe in the history of football.
But then UCLA did have a chance. They were down 14-7 with the ball.
Dante Moore running around.
But then he got sacked three times.
Yeah.
Did he come in or not?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see him.
I don't hate them catching 2.5 at Oregon State.
2.5.
Yeah,
maybe DJU's just not built for the big game.
That was my thinking.
Well,
that was a nice 8-game parlay.
Cam Ward is.
But the barn, we're back in the beef barn, baby.
Yeah.
It was a tough barn.
Cam Ward is. I mean, they did run still for like fucking 300.
This just seems like the classic, Gumpy. We've done this. I have deja vu.
I'm not.
We start laying 3.5 on the road.
No, this isn't it.
This is what happens.
Isn't it? The game that we don't fucking bet and that we just can't do it. is Utah, Oregon.
I know.
Because we'll never get that game. That's how it goes.
I know. But it's got shades of it.
No, because we'll take Utah this year and it'll be Oregon. Like, that's what'll happen.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, this is so obviously Utah that it's the Beavs.
Don't pick against Utah at home.
No, you can't. They're 16-0.
17-0. I also think this 17. Is the game that Rising plays.
Yeah, you would think. He's been cleared for fucking 2 weeks.
You'd hope.
It can't be real.
Now, they did lose. They did lose 24-10. Alabama 24-10. Jackson Dart, I watched the whole game. He's got some pizzazz.
Yeah, that Lane Kiffin play calling down the stretch was quite head-scratching. You run the jet sweep, doesn't work, you lose 4 yards. Dial it up again the next third down you got.
I still think Milroe is being misused.
I like Milroe.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do your best A.J. McCarron impersonation.
Kind of like...
But you're not.
Kind of like Dano was saying about Justin Fields' one design run in the first... They don't design run...
At all.
At all for him.
Trying to keep him upright so he could...
I don't understand. But, yeah. Oklahoma, 20-6. That's a cover. Yeah,
was
12.5 against Cincy.
That, Cincy was in that for a while.
They missed a couple kicks.
UNC never even thought about letting us down.
No.
They did.
No,
they
actually, I was worried.
Hey, what if we actually can move the ball on these guys? Early.
No, trust me. I know they did.
Yeah,
they
can't believe that Drake made left-handed pass to get more fucking... That thing should have been played 7 million.
They're kind of sandbagging them in the
Heisman. Like, that was absurd.
Duke put it on the Huskies. The ghosts have left UConn.
Yeah, I did ask D Butch if the ghosts were
going. What happened? They bite off more than they can chew with the schedule?
They get quarterback injuries again, too. Miami, I had a -24 against Temple. They won by 30.
Good pick.
Tennessee put it on UTSA. Without Frank Harris, that's just not the same team.
We got a good spot for
who?
Whoever's going into Tennessee Saturday. I forgot who it was.
Why do they have Georgia the next week after that or something?
No, I just think it's a good number.
Okay. Texas A&M put it on Auburn. Auburn just doesn't have the offense right now to fucking keep up with a team that does.
They almost backdoored that
thing. They don't have the meat in the middle either.
Well, their coach actually said that on game day.
He was
burying the team. He's like, we're going to find out.
He was refreshingly honest.
We're going to find out.
We're starting a lot of young guys in the secondary. They're going to find out today. I was like, oh, okay. TCU won and covered. They have had a nice little bounce back after. Yeah.
So I said SMU on this show, and then I actually backed that.
I like that. That's fine.
That was a bad pick.
Maryland 31-9. We talked about Louisville.
Oh.
Kansas
Sorry, Tony.
Did not cover.
South Carolina's catch 11.5 at Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
I like that South Carolina team.
Me too. Kansas, 9. Sorry. Kansas won by 11, so they did cover.
Yeah, that was disgusting as well, Tony. So you can picture me. I just go Clemson, disgusting. Oh. Ole Miss, terrible. And then BYU lose by 11, and I bought it up to 10.5.
Sign me up for Kansas getting 17 at Texas this weekend.
Yeah, I think
17. Yeah, Texas looked good.
Do they have enough meat?
Kansas? Does they have?
I'll have the boys ready.
I worry about the meat.
WVU, fucking outright dog. Yeah. Oh, hey, how'd your fucking sicko mode game of the week go? Iowa State and Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
they scored a lot more points than I
know. I was started slow. Oklahoma State did not cover.
When I saw this, what is that Twitter account? The Sicko Committee?
Oh, yeah.
I saw they put out that game.
Great account.
WVU catching 11.5 at TCU.
And up. One of my picks was Wake, and they outright lost by 14 to Georgia Tech.
Happens.
It will happen. What were you saying?
WVU catching 11.5 at TCU.
Oh.
Mayoko seems to have the boys.
Fucking Mayoko.
Yeah. I think it's
Northwestern beat Minnesota. How'd I miss this score this weekend?
The Vibe Bowl.
The snake oil is
whose culture is your culture, not mine.
The snake oil is burning.
Whom's culture is this bowl?
I had James Madison. They won, but James Madison's a nice little fucking.
Dude, they're a wagon. I think they're only laying 6 this week. Sign me up.
Okay. All right. I think we recapped it all.
What else was there?
South Carolina won by 7 against Mississippi State. Yeah, I went through the whole thing.
That was a sick. That was another half-point win for me.
Oh, I had Colorado State +3. They won outright.
They got some dogs.
Yeah, they're playing ball, huh?
Yeah, that
impressed me.
Might be the best thing that's ever happened for Colorado State's football season this year is Colorado existing.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, I'm just going to say, I don't think that my Colorado bet was a bad bet. They were getting 21.5. Did I know that they were going to score basically 0 points? No. Did I know that they were going to get probably beat? Yeah, but, I mean, 21.5, like, that was kind of embarrassing. I think I might stick around. We'll see what the spread is.
23.
But,
23. No, that pick stunk, man.
Well, I mean, it lost by like 45 points. So, yes, the pick stunk.
Also, don't worry, Mitt. Football genius guru Ryan Leaf said the same thing. So,
in your defense,
sometimes you got to ride it till the wheels fall off, and that's what you chose to do. There's nothing wrong
with that. In your defense, if you would have told me how many points Oregon would score, 42, I think I would have thought Oregon would have covered. Or, sorry, I think I would have thought Colorado covered. I thought they would have maybe scored 24.
Yeah, I mean, that was my mindset. My Shador Sanders ticket for the Heisman and Sam Hartman ticket for the Heisman died really in the same day. So that's awesome.
Is Sam Hartman dead in that? Basically impossible to win the Heisman now?
Penix needs to lose a couple. Caleb Williams needs to lose a couple.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking to get him back on track, though, is you got Caleb Williams coming to town.
I don't want to live in a world where the whole Pac-12 beats each other and none of them make the playoff.
The champion will make it.
Yeah.
You think?
With like one loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who do we have in the playoff then?
USC probably.
Right now?
Nah.
Texas?
USC ain't making
it. A Pac-12 winner.
Georgia. Texas?
Where's Oregon going to be at this year?
I think I put Oregon and Washington ahead of USC right now.
The Pac-12 winner, Georgia,
Michigan,
Texas, and then whoever wins Michigan, Ohio State.
Michigan.
Ryan Day better fucking beat Michigan.
Unless Penn State plays spoiler or somebody.
We're tough.
All right. Any ball picks for tonight?
Put me down for Rangers first 5 money line.
Okay. I too am on the Rangers full game. They got it all clinched, but they're playing the Angels, who obviously have been a bit of a dumpster fire, and they got Sandoval in the bump. A lot of people picking the over, but I'm with you, Gump. I think just the Rangers to win. And then I'm on the Padres. Padres and Giants in the same position, but only the Giants know it. For whatever reason, the Padres are 9-1 in their last 10, just purely based on those vibes alone.
Okay.
I like Blake Snell to get the win.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
Any footy tomorrow?
No, nothing until Wednesday. We're back in action.
All right.
Well, I mean, there's game.
There's La Liga. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
Well, he doesn't. Don't fucking force it on the guy. Jesus.
Oh,
I was excited for 26. La Liga.
Yeah, put me down for Sevilla money line. There you go.
That's what I thought.
And then league. I'll go Lil money line as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Otter, you want to send us out of here?
Yeah, Tony, I got one more thing for you. And yep. You know, I might not have won all my fucking bets this week, Tony.
Yeah,
he's got something for you.
But I ain't never been nothing but a winner.
Yeah.
It's a good old quote from good old Bear Bryant.
Oh, so that was the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my quote.
I ain't never been nothing but a winner.
Hey. And you know what? That's what you guys should all think going into this game tonight.
Hell yeah.
We're winning all our fucking bets.
Hell yeah.
The best Paul Bear Bryant quote.
There's a lot of them.
When you make a mistake, there are only 3 things you should ever do about it. Admit it, learn from it, and don't repeat it.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the best one.
Wow.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.